about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. What we couldn't get through in the first hour was how fish oil supplements may not protect your heart as once thought. And a lot of you guys have been taking fish oil, and this is another study saying, well, you know, it's not really doing too much for you. We also want to talk about this app where I guess your friends can now help you find a mate. It's a matchmaker website. Kind of cool. I'll tell you guys about that. It's kind of cute. I like it. And then we want to talk about the sensor, kind of Star Trek-y type, that can pick up what's going on in your body. They believe they are putting the finishing touches on something like this, where if it's in your body or even near your body, it can pick up changes that's going on and alert doctors if you're not well. Pretty cool stuff. And then drug spending has fallen for the first time in 6 decades. So, although I know Obamacare champions are pretty excited about this one, why has drug spending fallen? Okay, my guess is because a lot of people aren't buying the medications to begin with because they don't have insurance. So, as you can see, a very busy hour on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, probably about, was it 10, 15 years ago? I think it was about 10, 12 years ago. We had these studies discussing omega-3 fatty acids and how it can help you if you've had a heart attack or heart failure. And so we immediately put you on fatty acids, omega-3s, fish oil. We made you take vitamin A and vitamin E. And this was just a regimen all heart patients have been on. Well, Italian researchers reported that the omega-3 fatty acid supplements did not reduce death from heart disease or heart attacks or strokes in people who already have risk factors for heart disease. They say contrary to the expectations, adding supplemental omega-3 fatty acids did not have any specific advantage in a population that is considered to be high risk for cardiovascular disease. Researcher's name is Gianni Tognoni. Sounds sexy, huh? From the Instituto De Ricerche Farmacologiche in Milan. Oh, I love it. Anyway, he says omega-3 fatty acids. You notice I haven't said this study's boring. Can't be boring when you have a sexy Italian, you know, giving me. I'm not stereotyping all Italians as sexy. I just think he sounds sexy. Gianni Tognoni. Just, oh, Gianni. I think it's sexy. Anyway, he said omega-3 fatty acids do seem to prevent abnormal heart rhythms after a heart attack or heart failure, but it really doesn't prevent heart disease. All right, now, okay, so, you know, should you still be taking your omega-3 fatty acids? I tell you what I've been doing with my patients, okay? For a long time, I've noticed that they really aren't doing much. I mean, when I have patients that don't want to take the statin medications for cholesterol, they'll tell me they're taking their fish oil. And we'll do their blood work every few months, and the cholesterol's still high. So I've known for a long time that the fish oil, you know, is not doing much. And, you know, I've told my patients, all right? But when you tell a patient, or if I tell you all, that taking fish oil does nothing, it's a waste of time. Psychologically, you may extrapolate that to other things that could protect your heart. And so, you know, if I say, okay, nah, you know, it's a waste of time, some of you may just, you know, accidentally fall into a less healthy eating routine or exercise routine. Having that, it's a waste of time, it's a waste of time, bellow in your head. But when you tell somebody, you know, you're keeping things at bay, keep it up, all right? You know, keep it up. People may stick more to a healthier regimen. Now, I don't like to lie to people, all right? I am a little concerned about these omega-3 fish oils and certain fish oil supplements containing too much mercury. And I always tell my patients, I'd rather you eat the fish. Okay? And if they do notice what I notice, where it's not doing jack diddly squat for their levels, I'll say it's because, you know, the people that eat the fish and the vegetables do better. I mean, you know, pills can only do so much. But I don't think, you know, the medical community is going to tell everybody that fish oil is a waste of time just yet. Because the average person taking their fish oil is already thinking about health and thinking, you know, every day if you're popping those pills, you know, you're just mentally, you know, thinking about your heart. You are. All right. And yeah, you may still be eating a hamburger, et cetera, but I don't think people that take fish oil think it's protecting them from eating greasy food. So if it psychologically incites you enough to kind of keep things going, I'm all right with it. But if I think that your mercury levels are rising, or I think you're substituting fish oil for a statin, when a statin is probably the only thing that I would particularly think in your particular medical profile would lower your 300 cholesterol down to where it should be, I'm going to tell you. So, you know, apparently what they did is these researchers looked at 12,000 people who had risk factors for heart disease, and they put them either on the fatty acid supplements or placebo. During the 5 years follow-up, 1,400 people died from heart disease, had heart attack or stroke. Among those taking the omega-3 fatty acid supplements, 11.7% had one of those horrific outcomes versus 11.9% with placebo. That's a pretty good sized study. All right, and it just, to me, it reinforces the fact that, you know, if you're going to have heart disease, one little baby pill isn't going to, you know, save the world type of thing. Now, how do we get you all to eat more fish? See, me, I like fish only if it's smothered in some creamy butter sauce and capers and, you know, maybe I could smother it with some chocolate. Maybe I could get the fish in me. But that's not the way to do it. You got to just eat the fish. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. An interesting study has also come out saying most of us go colorblind as the years go by. Really? So we'll talk about that when we come back from break. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DALY.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple, a case of 6 number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Imagine waking one morning only to find your family shivering in the dark because you couldn't afford to pay your electric bill. That's closer than you think. You probably haven't heard about this yet because the liberal media has been suppressing what is fast becoming the most shocking news story of 2012. Obama's secret war on coal that could increase your already high power bill as much as 400% in coming months. As shocking as it sounds, it may well be just a matter of time before the lights start going out across America. But here's some good news. There's an underground video at exposed123.com that thousands of smart patriots have used to end their slavery to the corrupt electricity monopoly. The video at exposed123.com has already been banned by Google, and the liberal media is doing everything in its power to take it down and keep America in the dark. So watch it now at exposed123.com before it's too late. Again, that's exposed123.com.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials. All right, please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. I just had some leftover meatloaf. I got to tell you, meatloaf, one of my favorite foods. Just, you know, how brilliant is that? A loaf of meat and tasty meat. Brilliant. You could do anything with meatloaf. You could make it chunky meatloaf. You could make it, I usually like the meatloaf where it just kind of crumbles in your mouth and it's smooth. All right, just had a bunch of meatloaf, so I got to be careful because I don't want to start burping. But it was yummy. It was really good meatloaf. All right. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently we go colorblind with age, but we don't notice it because our body compensates. That's kind of interesting. Scientists have found that older people, according to Daily Mail, lose the ability to distinguish between colors as a part of the eye called the cone receptor becomes less capable of processing these hues. Remember the rods and the cones? The rods help you with the black and white colors, the cones with the colors. All right. But what ends up happening is while this is occurring, other parts of your visual system work harder, I guess, to kind of minimize and compensate what's going on. The study occurred at the University of Liverpool, where experts looked at 185 people between the ages of 18 and 75 that had normal color vision. They found the appearance of colors to the volunteers remained largely unaffected by like age related issues, like you know, like for example, you know, as you age, you know, if you get like cataracts and the lens starts to get a little cloudy, you're going to have issues discriminating colors. You know, what it's funny because when we test color blindness, there's that, you guys have seen that book, right, where it has all the dots and then there's a number within the dots. And sometimes it's really easy. It pops out at you. And then sometimes you're like straining a little bit. Yeah. So they say the ability to distinguish between small differences in shade is known to decrease, particularly for colors on the yellow-blue axis. They said this became apparent when participants were tested looking at shades of green on the yellow-blue axis in daylight. What appeared uniquely green to younger observers appeared to be more yellowish to the older viewers. Now, also keep in mind, we older folk, we, you know, have a lot of urinary issues, don't we? Right? We women seem to have a tougher time keeping our urine. Men seem to have to get up a lot in the middle of the night. So my guess is if we see things more yellow than other people, my guess is it's because we, you know, just it's always on our mind. You know, it's always on my mind. Anytime I go to a movie, anytime I go to a mall, anytime I go to a restaurant, I need to know where the bathroom is. I have to make sure I always know where the bathroom is so I can go if I have to go. Right? It just, you know, and the problem is once I find out where the bathroom is, I go, maybe I need to go. The study's author, Dr. Sophie Werger, concluded that certain neural pathways compensate as we get older, so color functions remain largely constant over time. I got to tell you, what really must screw people up are those traffic lights where it's horizontal. You know, if you have color blindness, you could pretty much guess that if the top light is on versus the bottom light, that top light is red. But every now and then you go to the city where, you know, they thought they were being cool and they have this color light sideways. That really messes you up. Also, there's something new now called the flashing arrow. Have you guys seen that in the city where you live? There's a couple intersections where intersections where the traffic light has a flashing arrow. And the flashing arrow is yellow. That confuses the hell out of me because when something flashes, it's like, okay, you only have X amount of seconds, right, to book it. But it's a flashing yellow. So you're like, okay, what? Well, I guess, you know, so you make the turn. You're like, whew, made it. But if people are colorblind and they can't tell that that flashing arrow is a red versus a green versus a yellow, that's just screwing them up. Okay, you need to teach us what the heck you're doing with these streetlights before you just throw it at us. All right, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to talk about this sensor that scientists have been able to create. This is cool. British scientists have created a sensor that could be implanted into the body to detect if you are sick. Apparently, it looks, they say the new technology will see houses and people fitted with devices that can pick up changes in movements, habits, diet, weight, mood, and heart rate. So I'm not sure about this being put somewhere in the house. It's kind of weird, you know, right in front of the toilet. It's called a digital health assistant. Sensors will use the data to detect if a person is unwell and then automatically send an alert. It could detect if you're taking the right medication, recognize symptoms of stroke, monitoring unusual body movements or facial expressions. Okay, see, here's my problem. My problem is this sucker would probably be beeping all the time on me. You know, if a blood pressure spike happens or if I get constipated or, you know, it's interesting. You know, we make a lot of jokes about farts in general, but, you know, it's a very intricate process. When you do expel gas, whether you burp or fart, mostly farting, you increase your intra-abdominal pressure. It's called a Valsalva. And you kind of bear down. You do that to poop also. Well, something like that sometimes changes your heart rate and changes your respiration. So my fear is that, you know, I'm going to be trying to, like, go to the bathroom, and the alarms are going to be going off, so the family's going to be calling the ambulance, they're going to be running into the bathroom, and all I'm doing is Valsalva-ing, trying to poop. You got to cut us some slack. They say the sensors could be installed in a variety of places, including the home, clothing, jewelry. Oh, better tell my husband to buy me some jewelry then. Or even implanted in the body. Elderly or vulnerable people right now have to, like, pull cords or panic buttons if they have an issue. But in this new system called Sphere, Sensor Platform for Healthcare in a Residential Environment, SPHERE, said it could provide automatic 24-hour care. Just don't wake me up when I'm sleeping. I don't want to know. It's, I guess, is being developed at by an interdisciplinary research collaboration, IRC, led by the University of Bristol, no, not Bristol Palin, and the Universities of Southampton and Reading. Or do they call it Reading? I know it's Reading, Pennsylvania. I know it's Reading Railroad. All right, so anyway, Sphere, they say, will address real-world changes by developing a practical technology to monitor people's health in the home environment. Okay, you know what would be cool is if one of these things can also give you a zap. Right, so let's say you start to go into cardiac arrest, kind of like pacemaker, right? We'll kind of, send a jolt to the heart to, you know, for the beats, pace the heart. That would be cool, right? You know, or let's say you're constipated. It, you know, kind of zaps the poop so it loosens up and then comes out. I mean, you know, just don't tell us what's going on. Do something. And the fact that the sensors can be embedded in clothing or jewelry, all right, you know what's going to happen is, you know, I'm going to come home, I'll take off my scrubs, I'll put the scrubs in the washing machine, and now I'll destroy a multi tens or hundreds of thousands dollar piece of equipment. All right, you know what, though, but it's still cool, Star Trek cool. Now, some people think this is cool. I think it's ridiculous. There's a video game now where people can feel like they're at the mercy of a guillotine. The game is called Disunion. So players put these goggles on, and then they place their heads over a board. And I guess it makes them feel like their, you know, head is on a chopping block. They fold their hands up behind their back. They look through goggles, and the simulator creates the effect that the user is surrounded by a crowd. And when they look down, they could see a bucket where their head will drop once they've had the chop. All right? Doesn't make sense that you would see that. So, I guess these kids, I don't know if you have to be a certain age to enjoy something like this, but it's supposed to be an old French guillotine simulator. You know, though, I got to tell you something. Maybe this isn't that bad because, listen to this, kids do stupid things. And, you know, they already try to hurt themselves, like that cinnamon challenge, you know, see if you could asphyxiate, or, you know, they already play the asphyxiation game where they put bags over their head and see if they could pass out. You know, so maybe if these kids want to find out what it's like to practically die, I guess a video game satisfies that for them. So this guillotine, I guess, was used a lot during the French Revolution. It, I guess, was France's standard method of judicial execution until capital punishment was abolished in 1981. They say the last person to ever face the guillotine in France was Hamida de Jandoby on September 10th, 1977. I don't like watching those movies where people get their heads cut off. I finally finished seeing Hatfields and McCoys. I didn't like Cotton Top getting hung. I didn't like that at all. But I got to tell you, History Channel did a good job with that. But I don't think anybody, it was all hanging by then, because that was like late 1880s. All right, guys, don't go away. 1-877 Doc Dowling. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. It is time for the Dr. Dahlia Alaskan Cruise. Leaving June 28th out of Seattle, Washington, we will cruise up the gorgeous Inside Passage of Alaska for the most amazing week of your life, returning July 5th. Now, the ship we are taking is the exquisite Celebrity Solstice. And as we go up Alaska's Inside Passage, we're going to visit Ketchikan, Tracy Arm Fjord, Juneau, Skagway, and, of course, Victoria, British Columbia. Now, when you take a Dr. Dahlia cruise, what else happens? Well, we got parties, we got prizes, and the most amazing classes. So book your cabin now by visiting my website at www.drdahlia.com. That's drdahlia.com. Or call 702-279-5035. That's 702-279-5035. Come on, guys. Let's go cruising.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at AtlasSurvivalShelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or AtlasSurvivalShelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. I received this email yesterday from R.L. Those are the initials, R.L. And he was writing how, it's kind of a long email, but the first part of the email was, Doctor, how do you not get fired from a doctor's office? And I really wasn't going to go into that because we've talked about that a lot of times, how people get fired from doctor's offices. But then later in his email, he goes to write, this is the third time this has happened. And then later he writes, he has Medicare. So I'm not going to read the whole email to you, but all right, if I could summarize this email, you have somebody that's been fired from doctors three times. He doesn't know why, and he has Medicare insurance. Is this what you guys are seeing now? Are you guys getting, quote-unquote, fired from doctor's offices, from current doctor's offices who you are still seeing? That's not good. I know a lot of us aren't taking Medicare, but a lot of us doctors were hoping somebody would still take Medicare. I wish, he could call in. I understand that many of you guys listen to some of the hours of the show relayed or on a delayed play. They're usually not replays. A lot of times the radio stations or XM plays just a different hour of what we do Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Pacific time. But, if that's the case where you guys are noticing you know, you're kind of getting kicked out of your doctor's office because you have Medicare. I don't know what to say. I'm kind of nervous about that. Now there's two things, two subjects. Okay. How not to get kicked out of your doctor's office and how not to get fired. And then what to do if nobody wants to take you because you're Medicare. So quickly, we've discussed this, if you are Medicare and you're having trouble finding a doctor that takes Medicare, or you're turning Medicare and your doctor has already told you we're not taking Medicare anymore. You know, that is happening. We already know that's been a trend that's been happening for a long time. These Medicare rules, these, you know, rules that you're going to be penalized if you don't have electronic records. Yes, an electronic record system for a lot of offices can be easily over $100,000. And not to mention the lack of reimbursement. And so there's a variety of reasons why doctors aren't taking Medicare anymore. And not even a lack of reimbursement, patients not being able to get the tests that they need. You know, one of my Medicare patients, her doctor, her surgeon needed a pre-op physical before he could do surgery. He ordered a chest x-ray, like most surgeons do. When she went to one of the radiology places to get the chest x-ray, looks like Medicare wasn't paying for that anymore. So she had to pay cash. And so a lot of doctors are just so fed up with this, they've left. So if you're having trouble finding a Medicare doctor, some of the best ways to find them are, one is if you find somebody who's a geriatrician. A geriatrician is a doctor who deals with seniors. Well, you know, how can a geriatrician stay in business, right, if he doesn't take Medicare? Because most people over the age of 65, if they have insurance, have Medicare. So sometimes looking for a geriatrician may be a good bet because most of their livelihood is coming from Medicare. And the other thing I had mentioned to you guys a few shows ago is, or a few months ago, is a lot of times doctors that graduate from residency, your internists, your family docs, have gotten credentialed through Medicare already when they were residents. Sometimes a lot of new doctors, it takes forever to get credentialed through Medicare, but many of the doctors that are graduating, the newer doctors, are on Medicare because the residency took the time they needed to have you credentialed. And so not a lot of those new doctors are going to be quick to dump Medicare. Plus, they haven't been in medicine long enough to be tainted by what's been happening with our healthcare system. So, I mean, they're just happy to get any payment. I mean, you know, when I first started and, you know, Medicaid would pay maybe on 2 out of every 5 claims, or Medicare would find something wrong with the claim and not pay, I didn't care. I was still making overall more money than I ever thought I could, and I could start, you know, paying off, student loans. And I mean, I was excited. I was probably averaging $50 an hour, you know, in my office, gross. And so that was gross. Who knows what my take home was, but it didn't bother me as much. So urgently, if you need to get a Medicare doctor, sometimes going through the university system or the medical school system and finding a doctor that's out, or seeing the doctors through the university system, is always a great place to be. And I know many of you are like, what? I don't want student doctors working on me. You don't understand. Sometimes that's the best care possible. Because these student doctors, number one is they have an attending physician always looking over everything and signing off, and a lot of times going in to talk to you. Number two is these students aren't allowed to just spend 2 seconds with you like a lot of doctors out there in the real world do. So, you know, you're probably going to get some real time spent. They'll be, you know, it'll be thorough. You know, number three, you're probably not going to see the prejudice of insurances because, again, they're a teaching institution. And so I wouldn't be, you know, too concerned about that. We were talking about teaching hospitals, and when I used to take care of patients in the hospital, I would probably be checking on them 8-9 times a day, you know, early morning before rounds, right before rounds, during rounds with the attending, check on them at lunchtime, then at nighttime, right before I leave my shift, or if I'm going to be there overnight, at about 5-6 o'clock before I have some sort of dinner or go on to the next, to the hospital mission, et cetera, throughout the night. True. You know, when we were doing 36-hour shifts, you know, you really don't want to fall asleep because when you get woken up, you're out of it. So I stayed awake, busy, by checking on my patients. So sometimes in a university setting, your doctor or doctor in training is watching you a lot more than sometimes some of the private hospitals who need to rely on the nurses to give them information if they aren't there because they're home. So I wouldn't worry too much about that. Now, how not to get fired from your doctor, okay? Now, there's two main reasons people get fired from their doctor. One is if they're not following, let's say, directions with their medications. They aren't being compliant. They aren't following up. The risk, the liability can be too high, and I'm seeing patients get fired left and right from their doctor because to the doctor, it's not worth the risk if they have a heart attack, you know, because they can't force you to come to the doctor. And the way some of these lawsuits go, like that gentleman who dropped dead of a heart attack cheating on his wife the day before he had his cardiac stress test, doctor got sued anyway and lost. So, you know, it's you know, doctors will be sued for everything now. So a lot of times you'll see your quote-unquote non-compliant red flag patients get fired. And then number two, not paying your bill. All right. You know, now that reimbursements are so low and so many people are, you know, filing bankruptcy and not paying their bills, and doctors are one of the only profession out there that they give a service and then hope to high heaven that they get paid afterwards. You know, ENTs, hospitals, et cetera, you do the service and then you hope you get paid. Now that so many doctors are going out of business and filing bankruptcy and having financial issues, you don't pay your bill, they're going to discharge you. It's not worth them, you know, in their thinking, spending any more time for free when they're already on a sinking financial ship. So now, telling the doctor he's an idiot, telling him to, go jump off a pier, take a long walk off a short pier. Those are things that will do it too. And also no showing. You know, if you continually miss appointments, and many doctors charge for that, or if you cancel an hour before, again, they can't put patients in. And it's just not worth the time, and it's not worth the loss of money for many of them. So to avoid getting fired from, you know, if you're like, I don't know why I got fired, you know, ask. Now, many times in many states, they don't have to tell you. But just think back. If it was a higher risk issue, if it was, now, it's probably, if it was an insurance issue, usually the doctor's dropping the whole insurance. It wouldn't be you personally. You know, there's a couple insurances in town that pay like crap. So when doctors say no more, they'll send a letter to everybody saying we're no longer working with this one insurance. But if it's just you personally, it could be a no-show issue. It could be because you're not following directions and bills. All right, guys, don't go away. I know it stinks. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
It's time to get real.
It's time to prepare.
Economic collapse.
Social unrest.
Natural disasters.
Government takeover.
UN takeover.
Are you ready?
Ready?
Ready? Get ready at the Social Prepper Trade Show in Dalton, Georgia.
June 6th, 7th, and 8th.
3 massive days to learn self-reliance and emergency preparedness. Exhibitors ranging from survival, solar, power, food, protection, guns, ammo, disaster preparation products, hunting, and much more. Seminars by Dr. Wallach, Robert Henry, Raymond Blake Hogshead, Trish Deer, Sandy Hall, Rick Austin, Survivor Jane, and more of our nation's experts on survival and preparedness.
Don't miss the Social Prepper Trade Show.
June 6th through 8th, Dalton, Georgia. For discount tickets, prize raffle, and info, go to socialprepper.com.
Enter code GCN for 50% online ticket discount purchase.
The Social Prepper Trade Show.
Presented in part by GCN.
Do you suffer from low-functioning adrenal or thyroid gland? Did you know that mercury from your dental fillings comes off your teeth both as a vapor and as metal particles into your body? Wherever mercury deposits in your body, it stops cells from functioning normally. Animal studies show that mercury causes kidney function to drop by 60%. Mercury deposited into your adrenals or thyroid will cause a corresponding drop in function. The number one method by which your body detoxifies itself of mercury is glutathione. The number one superfood that helps turn on all 75 trillion cells of your body to produce glutathione is non-denatured whey protein from grass-fed cows. After investigating most high-end whey proteins on the market, only one is the most non-denatured, the most active, the most complete, and in our opinion, the most powerful in what nature originally put into the fresh, raw whey. It is One World Whey. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add.com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So there's this new Facebook matchmaking app that allows users, I guess, to be your wingman, right? Right? Remember, I always had to be a wingman for my girlfriends, and you guys have to be a wingman for the guy. And I guess it helps take the awkwardness out of being set up with strangers. And it was launched by four buddies from Toronto, Canada, who were in their 30s. They were having trouble meeting new people in a big city. And I guess this app is called You Should Totally Meet. Lets users set up a dating profile for a single friend and recommend them to other people in their immediate network, as opposed to you just going on Facebook saying, well, why don't you date so-and-so? She's cool. The app also has a function that lets mutual friends agree or disagree with comments written about the person who is single. All right, I don't know if that's good. Okay, let's say I, God forbid, become single. My husband says, to hell with this, sick of Dr. Dahlia, sick of listening to her radio show and her practicing her material on me, right? She complains too much about Obamacare, even though I agree with it. I just need to move on. So let's say my husband moved on. And somebody decided to put my picture up there and say, okay, you guys should meet her. And then people put comments going, oh, no, she's not limber. You know, she has arthritis in the hips, not able to do a lot. I mean, I would be embarrassed. The founders cite the fact that two most common ways of meeting people these days are through blind dates and online dating websites, which could be awkward. Haley Taylor is one of the co-founders of the app, said by being set up with mutual friends of friends, it's a way to quote-unquote kiss fewer frogs. Yeah, I guess. All right. No, see, I don't like that. I mean, I don't like the way, though. I mean, I get saying, all right, well, this is a person you guys should meet. I get an app for that. It's a great way for people to make money. It's a great way for people to privately look for other people. I think that's great, you know. But my only problem is what could they say about the person? I mean, that could just ruin your sex life. I mean, what, or not sex life, your dating life. I mean, you know, what if you, you know, were interested in somebody, then this happens and somebody puts some bad feedback. You know, that's what always blows my mind about feedback. We've talked about feedback online and how somebody doesn't like you, they can put nasty feedback on you, whether you're a business or a restaurant. I don't know how restaurants do it. You know, somebody gets mad, you know, at the owner, or they don't like one of the food servers. They could take that restaurant down by one of their feedbacks. I mean, there's a lot of power to that kind of stuff, unless people know that a lot of the feedback is written by people that just want to get back at somebody. So anyway, users write dating profiles for their friends, as well as at least three reasons why somebody should totally meet them. The idea being that a person's friend will write a more honest profile for them than they might write themselves. Yeah, I don't know what I would write for myself if I was on a dating website. I mean, I would want them to know that I'm conservative-leaning, right? Very, you know, conservative because right-leaning, because I would hate for the date to go so well, you know. And then, you know, he goes, I'd like to call you again, Dahlia. And I'm like, really? You'd like to call me again? He goes, yeah, I'd like to call you again on my Obama phone. Obama phone. Yeah, you want to go back to my place? Oh, hell no. Why don't you go back with your Obama phone? Yeah, that would just be a complete, you know, end to the date right then and there. All right, so right now, You Should Totally Meet is currently only available on Facebook. Don't know how much the app costs. Not sure if it costs anything if it's on Facebook, but that's a way to meet. We talk about dating websites a lot on this show. We'll talk about it again. I think it's important. There's a lot of you out there that are single, just got divorced or lost a spouse, you know, want to slowly get back into the dating scene. I don't blame you. It's, I mean, you know, it's hard, okay? You know, because we don't go to clubs anymore. Can't afford to go to clubs. It's too expensive, right? You know, kind of a little nervous about some of the online dating websites. Maybe cool. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, pharmaceutical spending has dropped for the first time in 6 decades. All right? Drug makers call it the patent cliff, where your patent protections on their drugs expire, and then other companies can make generics. For a lot of consumers, having generics out there for Lipitor and for Viagra and for Prozac, etc., Lexapro is huge. Levaquin went generic. A lot of antibiotics went generic. So for consumers, it's wonderful. For drug companies, though, it stinks. And even though many of us don't feel sorry for the drug companies, I have a little bit of sympathy for them because I understand how expensive it is to produce these drugs and how if the government is trying to manipulate the patents and manipulate what drug companies can charge, we're already seeing drug companies say, nah, we're not really going to then pursue, you know, researching certain drugs in certain fields, which is why we're going to have a looming crisis on these superbugs, because many of the pharmaceutical companies aren't going to find it lucrative enough for them to pursue research studies on these drugs. From what I understand, I think there's only 7 being looked at right now. Pharmacy shelves are now being stocked with less expensive generic versions of Plavix, Lipitor, saving a lot of money. The rise of generics cut the nation's stab for prescription medications 1% to $325.8 billion, the first decline they've seen since 1957. The average spending of the person of each person for pharmaceuticals per year was $898 a year. Now, it is nice to see healthcare costs go down. I mean, we need healthcare costs to go down. It's just this is where what looks good, you know, this is where, you know, something that looks good may actually cause us more harm later. All right? I don't understand why pharmaceutical companies need to charge as expensive a drug as they have. I mean, what, Plavix was like $130 a month. At one time, that was ridiculous. And from what I understand, it was even higher before then. All right? But we have a huge issue with the patent cliff and a lot of drugs losing their patent and going generic. These pharmaceutical companies now lose millions of dollars on the drugs now that the generics are out. And it's interesting because you see what the pharmaceutical companies are doing. The pharmaceutical companies are offering deals where if you buy their brand name, it shouldn't cost you more than the generic. All right? They now have to compete with generics. Again, that's what's so wonderful about capitalism. Okay? I mean, with supply and demand, if there's too much supply and not enough demand for your brand name, they need to be able to attract the demand by lowering their prices. That's just how a capitalistic society works, and I think capitalism works. It works very well. The only problem is pharmaceutical companies, if they're having the same money problems that we all are, they're going to make cuts. And to research new drugs that they think they may not make any profit on is going to be something that they cut. And we're already hearing that they are cutting research for new drugs. And with Alzheimer's and autism and, you know, blindness and arthritis and cancer and AIDS, you know, so desperately in need of new types of treatments, we're a little concerned. You know, the government and the National Institutes of Health, they can only do so much. They can't study everything. I mean, the government needs pharmaceutical companies, okay? The government needs doctors. They need dentists. They need nurses, right? They need us. And they're kind of smacking us away with this Obamacare, and it's just going to hurt all of us in the long run. All right, but still interesting scoop that we've actually made some headway on prices of pharmaceutical drugs. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALLY. As we go into the next hour, we're going to be discussing what's happened with the Boston bomber, Tsarnaev, to Maryland. I guess they did finally find a place to bury him. I don't think they're giving us the scoop because they think somebody's going to mess up the graveyard. And then we're going to talk about autism and how they could see things faster than us. Plus, bacon. Secret to a long life? A 105-year-old woman says so. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
What's more amazing than a Swiss Army knife? A survival business card. It's 11 functions rolled into one pocket-sized tool, including a sharp knife, a saw, a bottle opener, and a can opener, too. It even has a wrench. It lays flat, fits right in your wallet. A survival multi-tool for your wallet, leather-like sheath included, designed to be practical and built to last. Yours free. That's right, free. Claim yours right now while supplies last at freesurvivaltool.com. Again, that's freesurvivaltool.com. Bills in front of Congress right now could take away your right to keep and bear arms. If Obama has his way, all guns will be either banned, restricted, or confiscated, possibly by executive order. The best way to keep your guns is to hide them. What Obama can't find, Obama can't take away. You can protect your guns from any threat. Download our special report, How to Hide Your Guns, at GoHideYourGuns.com. Learn how to hide your guns while keeping them readily available. Get the report now before they make us take it down. On the web at GoHideYourGuns.com.